Good evening, everybody. It's time for Pisgah Baseball to you live from Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here in Canton as the Bears are about to take on the Brevard Blue Devils. Tim Sir here, got Jack Webb alongside, and Jack Hewatt back at the WPTL studio. And we are getting ready. The coaches are meeting at the home plate with the umpires. We'll be ready for action in just a moment. We're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. Welcome to the game, everybody. We are just before having the starting lineups announced as we just completed the senior night ceremony, of which I'm not recovered from yet. Jack, I've still got a big lump in my throat. Just stand ready.
Yep,
you've been there. And as we had our recognition of seniors, really, really sweet time. Starting lineups for Brevard being announced. We'll give those to you in just a moment. We have just a few minutes before the national anthem. And first pitch, a serious game tonight, folks. The conference championship is on the line as Pisgah is in first place in the Mountain 8 Conference, but Brevard and West Henderson only trail by a game. So a Pisgah win tonight, or one out of the two games with Brevard this week, would put Brevard out of the running, but I think West Henderson would still be in the mix. So, incredibly important game, but it's the last home game of the season, senior night, and these boys want to win. They're dialed in. They're confident and ready to go. May take a few minutes to settle down after, you know, these senior night things are so emotional with the letters to the parents and the letters to the kids and all that. Let me give you the starting lineups for Brevard. We'll be calling him out all night, of course. Leading off will be number 6, Grant Buchanan. The second spot will be Braylon Thompson. Carter Powell will be in the third spot. And the cleanup hitter, number 7, Hunter Mason. Number 2, Liam McCrary in the fifth spot. Number 6, Kellen Rogers. In the seventh spot, Matthew Felix. Nolan Elmore will be batting 8th. And in the 9th spot, number 1, Andy Gorman. That's your starting lineup for Brevard. And here's your starting lineup for the Pisgah Bears tonight. Leading off, Isaiah Mintz, the center fielder. Number 4, Maddox Wright in the second spot. And he will be playing 3rd. Landon Wright on the mound tonight for the Bears will be hitting 3rd. Boone Carver, the catcher. Cleanup hitter. Zane Wilson will be in the 5 spot. DH for Wren Hardin. Number 18, Owen Rigsby, hitting 6th in the 7th spot. Number 5, Zach Wester. Number 8, number 10, Braden Surratt. And the 9th spot, number 6, Jackson Lehman. So we're just a few minutes away, barring the national anthem here, and we'll be ready for action. We'll send it back to the station here for just a little break, and we'll be back with all the action. First pitch, right corner. Stay with us. You're listening to Senior Night in your first place, Pisgah Bear Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
At Children's Cancer Research Fund, we believe a world without childhood cancer is possible, but it takes all of us. And whether it's developing a groundbreaking treatment or helping a girl realize her dream, Everyone has a role in a child's cancer journey. Just ask researcher Brandon Moriarty about his latest breakthrough, a genetic biomarker treatment.
Children's Cancer Research Fund is a great organization. They provide funding to really dig deep into the research and make more progress. We were able to start a clinical trial that's led by Emily Greengard.
The hope is that these types of therapies are going to be more effective and a lot better tolerated, a lot more safe for the patients.
People ask me how I keep a smile on my face. It's easy when you have so many great people that take care of you and support you.
To find out how you can be a part of a child's cancer journey and a part of the cure, visit childrenscancer.org, a public service message from Children's Cancer Research Fund.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back live, it's the Charles Wells Complex here in Canton as we get set for a very serious conference championship game. Well, it's on the line anyway, between the Pisgah Bears and the Brevard Blue Devils. Landon Wright taking his warm-up pitches. Boys throwing the ball around. And we are just about ready for baseball. Brevard again trails Pisgah by a game, I believe, in the conference. So if we split with them this week, even though we'd much rather sweep them, a split would eliminate them from the conference title situation. But a lot of baseball to be played, a lot of work to be done, so it's time to get with it. Let's talk about tonight's keys to the game, Jack. What do you think? Just off the top of your head for getting the Bears going.
They got Landon right on the mound.
They do. Yeah. That's a big key.
That's a big key.
He has been just about lights out this year. He really has. And we've got some good pitchers. It's been a glorious year for pitching in Canton here. All right, we're getting ready for the first pitch, the first batter for Brevard, number 6, Garrett Buchanan, second base, left-handed hitter. And here we go. From Canton, Landon kicks, fires high and outside. Ball one to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Landon Wright, a junior who's just been phenomenal this year. There's a fastball blown right by him for a strike. He's swinging a miss.
Braylon Thompson in the on-deck circle.
Braylon Thompson, the right fielder, will be next. One ball, one strike, pitch. Fastball, he could not hold up. He tried to check his swing and couldn't. So, one ball, two strikes now. Nobody out, nobody on. Just underway in Canton, no score. So proud to have you listening in, wherever you're listening from. Here's pitch. That one's high. Count goes even 2-2. Scoreboard not being worked yet, but I'm pretty sure it's 2-2. The scoreboard here at Canton is being run from the dugout now as opposed to the press box. So here's a 2-2 pitch from Landon Wright. Curveball misses badly high. Count goes full. Just a little jitter starting out the game, I believe, as it is an important game and important Canton. Full count pitch on the way. Fastball in the dirt. Kid had a good at bat there and only had one missed swing and a check swing and still on base. So he reaches. That'll bring Braylon Thompson, the right fielder, to the plate. Another lefty. That's more lefties than we've seen all year in one roster. Number 4, Braylon Thompson to the plate now with a runner on. Nobody out and no score here as we're just underway in the top of the first. Landon gets settled in. Strike, fastball right down the middle. Great, great crowd here. A lot of families here for their seniors. And just a great family atmosphere at the ballpark tonight. Still got plenty of time to get here. Beautiful night. Appalachian smoke is out there. Whew, so good. 0-1 pitch. Strike. Nope, inside. I had to watch the umpire there for a minute. He has a delayed call. So one ball, one strike. Nobody out, one on. Runner on first. The throw back. He's in safely on his belly. A lot of tearful moms here tonight, Jack.
Yeah, for sure.
Count even, 1-1. That one's a little bit low with a fastball. Landon not quite dialed in yet. Get out of here with no score. He gets stronger, as most of these boys do, as the game advances. So 2-1 now. Pitch 3-1. Nope, he called that. I think he called that to right. It was high in the zone, but he definitely has a delayed call. So 2-2 now to Braylon Thompson. Count even. Nobody out and still a runner on. No score here. Landon taking his time. Comes from the stretch. Ball high. So another full count. Another full count. Need to keep him off the bases. We need a win tonight. We need a win. There's another throwback to first. Runner in, standing and safe. So another full count. Landon looks in to catcher Boone Carver, gets his sign. He's come set from the stretch. Curveball, strike three called. Dotted the inside corner. Wow.
Good, good pitch.
That was a great curveball. That'll bring Carter Powell, the first baseman, to the plate. First right-handed batter so far tonight against Landon Wright. So still no score here in the top of the first. One out, one on. There's a curveball, misses outside to start to Carter Powell. One ball, no strikes. One away here. Pitch, fastball high. He's throwing from the stretch with the runner on first. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Gives a glance over to the runner at first. Pitch, fastball, swing and foul back on Boone Carver's face mask, the hind catcher. So now two balls and one strike. Hunter Mason, the cleanup hitter, and shortstop on deck. So 2-1 now. Landon taking his time again from the stretch, fastball high. 3-1 now. Having a little trouble with his location in the early going here. That will be dialed in, I feel sure. But you don't want to give up runs in the process with a dangerous hitter on deck. There's a fly ball. Braden Surratt heading back. Fielder's coming in. Right fielder makes the play. And the runner cannot advance. So two outs. Who's in right field, Jack? I didn't even look at that. Is it Wren? Not Wren. Jackson Lehman.
Jackson Lehman.
Yeah, there we go. So that will be two outs. Hunter Mason, the shortstop, to the plate. Also a great pitcher for Brevard. We'll probably see him Thursday night. Our boy's just calling the long-haired boy. And my son has long hair. This boy has it way past his shoulders. And that's what the boys know him as. He's a fabulous player. First pitch from the stretch. Curveball misses outside to the right-handed batter, shortstop Hunter Mason. One and oh, pitch, fastballs, call strike. Let's count even 1-1. Nice play by Jackson Lehman to come into that pop fly there. Pitch, fastball fouled straight back to the screen. So now Landon ahead, one ball, two strikes, with two outs here and the runner still at first. No score here in Canton as we're just underway, top of the first. Like to see these boys do well on senior night. One ball, two strikes, pitch. It's a curveball and missed way high.
Slipped.
Count even 2-2. This will be a big out if he can get him. Pitch. There's a fastball. Swing and a miss, and he got him, and that'll do it. Struck him out. Nice pitch from Landon. Just threw the fastball right by him. Oh, nice, nice work after the leadoff walk for Landon Wright. Hey, we're sponsored tonight by First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 126 years. Jack, a good start.
Yes, it was. Two strikeouts for Landon.
Two strikeouts and a weak fly ball that kind of makes you nervous a little bit. It's that no man's land between second base and right field. Braden Surratt on a dead run back, and Jackson Lehman came in and made a nice catch. The two strikeouts, see Landon get fired up. He is a different pitcher than the other star pitcher on our team, Zach Wester, who it's like Zach throws two fastballs and a curveball, and the guy goes and sits down.
Yeah.
But Landon's not that way, but when you look up at the end of the game, he's got 10, 11, 12 strikeouts every time.
So, pitcher for Brevard is Nolan Elmore
on the mound. Right-hander, kind of a medium-sized young man in the grand scheme of these high school boys who seem like giants to me now.
Up to bat is going to be Isaiah Mintz, followed by Maddox Wright, and then Landon Wright in the third hole.
Shuffled the lineup a little bit after last week. He had Braden Surratt batting ninth and got him at eighth today and wanted a little bit of that bunt spark thing in the bottom of the lineup, and it paid off the other night.
Isaiah Mintz,
I would bet my car that he will be all caught off again this year. He just always seems to get a walk, a hit, or something. And you know what's the old joke? 80% of the earth's covered by water, and the other's covered by Isaiah Mintz in center. First pitch from Nolan Elmore is a curveball, and Isaiah ducks out of the way. It's a ball inside. So now one ball, no strikes, as we are just getting going in the bottom of the first here in Canton with no score. Next pitch is outside. I thought he might do that delayed strike call, but it was off the edge a bit.
Just wait.
Two balls, no strike. Pitch. Three. Nope. Yep, high. He stuck his arm out like his strike motion, and then he said it was high. So 3-0 to Isaiah Mintz, who is a tough, tough out. Maddox Wright on deck. There's a foul right back towards us, so had the green light going. Three balls, one strike now. Nobody out, nobody on, no score here in Canton. Bottom of the first. 3-1 pitch from Elmore is foul off to the right side. Now the count goes full again. Isaiah steps out and has a word with Maddox right on deck. These boys, I love how they talk to one another about what they're seeing. And as they get going through the lineup in the latter innings, it really pays off. Here's a full count pitch to the Pisgah leadoff hitter. Curveball outside. He draws a walk. Close, but no. A little bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, that's our favorite call in the history of baseball, ain't it? Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. So Maddox Wright, part of the senior night celebration, we'll be going off to college to play baseball along with our catcher Boone Carver at Guilford Tech, I believe it's called. So he comes in, left-handed batter. Really had a good year. First pitch, hit hard towards left field down the foul line. It's going to fall. Kid made a great dive for it. So he's there with a stand-up double. Landed about 3 feet inside the foul line. Maddox Wright with a stand-up double. Now we got second, third, and nobody out. Now that's what we like. We're so excited for these boys. The pitcher, Landon Wright, comes to the plate. Two home runs this year. And then back-to-back games a couple of weeks ago. The lovely Hope on the press box music, and I've never heard anyone do it as well. And of course, why Businskas, the Pisgah baseball PA announcer. First pitch is a curveball that misses low. I know I talk loud now. I wonder if I'm influencing the umpire at all.
Yeah, he's got an earpiece.
So one ball, no strikes. Runners at second, third now, nobody out. There's one inside, almost got him. Landon backs out. But the kid doesn't throw. Elmore doesn't throw overly hard. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. Runners at second and third with no out and no score here in Canton. Pisgah and Brevard in a big game. We need to crack this and get out early. There's a strike Yeah. Man, he just oozes his strike call. I was like, dude, that was a strike.
This
is my team, and that was for sure a strike. Two balls, one strike. From the stretch, Elmore. Now he's looking back at Maddox as he dances. Curveball misses outside. So now 3-1. It's not uncommon, I've seen, Jack, you know this, for high school pitchers to struggle a little in the first inning and get better as it goes on. But it'd really be nice, and we didn't have time to do keys to the game, but jumping out quickly. Pitch, missed him. Walk. Bases loaded, and nobody out for Boone Carver. Also a couple of long balls this year.
A senior, number 8, Boone Carver.
Wyatt Busenskis, our PA announcer, gets this crowd fired up. I think that's a Mama Pick song there. These boys, their mothers get to pick one of their walk-up songs.
Yeah.
I don't want them all slopping and sobbing when they get up there. Because Boone's ready to do some damage. Now we got time called. Don't know what's happening exactly, but they're all glancing towards. Okay, there we go. That would be Mason Young, number 1, comes into pinch run for Landon Wright. So here we go. Base is loaded. And nobody out. And the cleanup hitter at the plate. Pretty good situation. Elmore steps off the mound. You got to feel for all these kids on all the teams, but you want your kids to win and win big. But we've all been in these situations if we played baseball, and that kid's struggling right now. Pitch. First one is a curveball. Strike on the inside corner. That's a good pitch.
It was.
Wanted to go, locked up, and it tagged the corner. So 0-1 now. Just a base hit, scores 2 with two fast runners on. Isaiah Mance on third. Maddox Wright dancing off. Oh, Boone pulls one foul towards Harold Shepard, so he's in the hole 0-2. They're going to have to scoot up in the box. This kid doesn't throw terribly hard. This is high school at its best. My son in the dugout saw his girlfriend carrying ice cream and was giving her the what's going on, son? 0-2 to Boone Carver. 2 strikes on him. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pitch is a curveball. Hit right at the second baseman. Everybody's back. Doubled him off. That was tough there. He might have got him by just a fraction, but I think that was a good call. So 2 outs. Whew. And nobody able to score because of line drive. It's a good play by the second baseman. So Zane Wilson comes in. Oh, if they strand, bases loaded, nobody out, that's going to be a heartbreaker. Just a lucky double play, which we've had our share on go our way, so we can't complain. But, boy, you want to score here. Zane Wilson had a lot of good base hits this year. Up to the plate now with 2 outs and 2 on still. Elmore taking his time from the stretch. Again, there's a hard foul ball past Coach Harold Shepard again. Everybody's pulling the ball as this kid is a little lower velocity than I think they're used to. They need to get to him if possible, Jack, because they've got the fireball on Thursday night, Mason. So 0-1 now to Zane Wilson, runners at the corners and 2 outs. Curveball, runner goes, and he was still second as the catcher tried the old fake throw to second. Look at the runner on third play. So now runners both in scoring position. Good number up on the hill behind the left field wall, sitting on the tailgates of the trucks. If any of you are listening, thank you for being here. 1-1, 1-2, 2 outs and 2 on. Pitch. There's one right at the third baseman. Dadgummit. He's up, throws them out. They get out of a bases loaded jam. Bases loaded jam. That's painful right there. So that'll do it for the Bears. Oh, 3 left on. Nobody, no score here at the end of the first. And we'll be right back. You're listening to baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Viscous Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box here in Canton, as we start the top of the second. Pisgah stranded three there. Just bad luck on that line drive. He hit it well, but just right at a guy. Landon Wright back out on the mound here. First pitch of the inning. Fastball strike. Who have we got here?
Liam McCrary.
Yep, Liam McCrary, third baseman for Brevard.
Followed by Kellen Rogers and Matthew Felix.
Strike two with a fastball on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Flandin gets it rock solid here. We're going to be good for a while, I feel. We got potential for it. 0-2 pitch. It's a fastball swinging and a miss. That high fastball that is deadly. First runner or first batter gone now. Kellen Rogers. Thank you. That's yours. I'm paying my water. She won't take it. Kellen Rogers, the catcher, to the plate now. One away here. No scoring count. Foul on the first pitch. Heartbreaker of an inning for the Bears in the bottom of the first. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 0-1 pitch is a curveball. He's not got that one dialed in yet. He's mad at himself. It missed high. One and one. Pitch. Fastball outside corner. Strike. One ball, two strikes. Again, no score here in Canton. We in the top of the first. One out. Nobody on. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Curveball. That one landed. Strike three. And there's the second strikeout of the inning for Landon Wright. Welcome David Hickok to the press box tonight here in Canton. And the great Emery Rigsby, Canton Middle School terror on the softball field. Strike one. I figured him out, Jack.
Yeah.
He yells when he calls strike before he does the motion. So 0-1 now. Matthew Felix at the plate, the designated hitter. Fastball misses a little bit high with that one. Man, he is throwing smoke tonight.
Popping that mitt.
I talked to him a good bit before the game. He said, I'm just going to go out here and get locked in and sit in the dugout for a while. One ball, one strike, curveball landed for a strike.
Yep.
That's starting to dial in. One, two. One ball, two strike pitch. Nobody on, two outs. Fastball misses high. He's trying to get him to chase that high fastball again. Count evens now at 2-2. Again, no score here in Canton. Top of the second, two outs. He just stayed alive as he threw that curveball, and he checked his swing but fouled it off to the right. Defensive swing, to say the least. He's just trying not to get hit with it, I think, as he moved out toward the plate. 2-2 now. Again, two outs. Landon Wright with two strikeouts this inning. Pitch. Fastball's got him. Swing and a miss. Struck out the side. So he's doing his normal fabulous job. Hey, baseball means it's springtime, so for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, you need to call Michelle Baxley or one of her great staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
Up to bat for the Bears is Owen Rigsby, followed by Zach Wester and Braden Surratt.
Man, had a good visit with Zach Wester before the game as well. He's excited. He's just, well, he's always excited. And the thing I love about Zach, he's an all-conference pitcher, of course, and was as a freshman, you know, and was talking about the Rockingham game, the famous game 2 years ago, and even talking about the Tuscola game the other night that got away from him. He said, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
He's so even-keeled. That's what makes him so good to me. Shout out to my three sisters in the crowd tonight and their husbands and kids come to watch Braden play on his senior night. A lot of tears. I was out there with Braden and Boone Carver before the game. They were looking at, you know, the displays that the mom set up, and they are incredible. But both of them were just looking at all that stuff going, "How it's just weird. It's just weird."
Been there, done that.
You've seen it a few times, haven't you?
Yeah.
So Elmore back on the mound. And Owen Rigsby, who has been on an absolute tear lately. Absolute tear at the plate. Owen's sister, Emery, introduces him. Now he can't see because
Ryan, Ryan.
She's a can't player. First pitch from Elmore to Owen Rigsby. Takes a strike on the inside corner. I don't know what that was. It didn't look like a fastball, but I'm not sure what kind of it was. All speed of some sort. 0-1 now. Elmore kicks, fires, curveball inside this time. Misses. I think he's kind of a curveball specialist just from what I'm watching here. So one ball, one strike, nobody out, nobody on, and no score here in Canton in the bottom half of the second. Pitch, Owen takes a strike on the outside corner this time. I tell you, Omar's, he's getting settled in too.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Had a little trouble in the first inning, got out of it with good defense. There's a curveball, got Owen to go and swing for it, and he strikes out. Threw a curveball way off the plate, but it broke from the middle out, and that was it for Owen. So one out now, nobody on, no score here in Canton. Zach Wester coming to the plate. Zach, a junior, been all-conference last 2 years. First pitch is a curveball, swing over the top of it. He's getting that curveball dialed in, Jack.
He is.
He's getting it dialed in. They're swinging early and over the top, which is common for a good. There's a fastball right down the middle. Faster ball. 0-2 now. To Zach Wester with one out and no score here in the bottom of the second. Pitch. Curveball hit right at the first baseman. The race to the base, and the first baseman wins it. He got there before I could say it, I'll tell you that. So now two outs. Braden Surratt to the plate, second baseman, senior. Second baseman steps in his last regular season home game. Gets the song picked by his mother and a big grin on his face. Love to see these boys get a conference championship, Jack. They played so well this year. But he steps against Elmore. First pitch is drilled to center field. He's on his horse. He can't get it. It's over his head. Braden Surratt's on his way with a stand-up double. I mean, he nailed that ball.
He did.
Nailed it. Nailed that ball. First pitch as he loves to jump on him.
No tears for that one.
No tears for that one. And the pressure is off, he will say. Another senior, Jackson Lehman, to the plate now. Braden in scoring position. He's my son. I can say this. He's not the fastest guy on the team. But now he and Hunter Mason shaking hands out there. Oh, you can't. I understand. Jackson Lehman steps in. Braden Surratt with a big lead off second. Now they're tracking behind him, trying to hold him. First pitch misses inside to Jackson Lehman. I was enjoying the shortstop. Hunter Mason went over and shook hands with Braden, the two long-haired kids for Brevard and Pisgah. And two fine players. Braden with a big lead. Next pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls it back, takes the ball high. So 2-0 now. I believe he did it. Yes, 2-0. Two outs now. No score here in Canton. Braden Surratt just doubled to left center. Center fielder was running for all he had, just over his glove. So two balls, no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. Big swing by Jackson Lehman. So two balls, one strike now. Here in the bottom of the second, no score here in Canton. In a big game tonight in our world, the Mountain Eight Conference. Jackson steps back in, 2-1. Braden leads off second, nobody. Bunts down third baseline, bunts foul. Dadgummit. That would have been a good one if it stayed fair. He would have been on. He's very fast. So now 2-2. Let's see if the bunt sign stays on. It's hard to do with a curveball pitcher. Harder to do. So two's on the board again. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with no score. Bottom of the second. Braden dancing around out there. Pitch. Oh, swing and a miss. Are they going to call it? Nope. I guess he said he held up. Nope, they did. They said he checked his swing. Woo! That scared me, man.
That was close.
I thought he went, personally. I'm very appreciative that he didn't. So full count now to Jackson Lehman. Senior at the plate, senior on second with two outs. Need a run here. This kid's really gotten dialed in this inning after a shaky first inning. Full count pitch. That one's hit right to the second baseman, and that'll do it. Dadgummit. So we strand another runner, and that will do it for the second inning. No score here in Canton, Pisgah and Brevard, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, the voice of Pisgah baseball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Play ball. Back in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton. No score as we get underway in the top of the third. Landon Wright still on the mound for the Bears after striking out the side in the last inning. And the Brevard pitcher steps in, Nolan Elmore, who had a good inning that time, except there's a ground ball right at second baseman Braden Surratt, underhands to Owen Rigsby, out number one.
4-3.
4-3 put out. Center fielder Andy Gorman to the plate now for Brevard. With one out, no score here in Canton again. Pisgah stranded four runners, and need one of those big breakout innings. There's a curveball that misses outside to start off Andy Gorman. So one ball, no strikes. One out now. Fastball is a little bit low, according to the home plate umpire, whose name we do not know. And that's usually a good thing here in Pisgah country. So 2-0 now. Here's a fastball. Misses outside. 3-0 now. Landon walked the leadoff hitter in the first inning, and he's about retired everybody since. 3-0 pitch. Here comes a stinging fastball right down the middle. He threw it before I could even get it out of my mouth. It popped the catcher's mitt. 3-1 now. He may just rear back and try to out-muscle him here. 3-1 pitch. And he does and misses outside. So Gorman draws a walk. And now back to the top of the order for Brevard here in the third. Grant Buchanan, I believe.
Yep.
Second baseman. Left-handed hitter. Drew a walk in the first. So one on and one out. No score here in Pisgah versus Brevard from Canton. Landon throws. First pitch is outside from the stretch. One ball, no strikes to left-handed hitting Grant Buchanan. Pitch in the dirt. Having a little location problem now. 2-0. I tell you, as hard as he throws, I'd just wind up and throw it. He is throwing from the stretch with the runner on. Number 9. Oh, there's a throw back to first. He's in safely, though. Reset, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One out, one on. Pitch, fastball hit towards short. Could be two. There's one. No, he will not get the second one. The throw was high. It's a good play by Zach Wester. Stepped on second himself, but the throw was a little high. Owen caught it, but he had to jump, and the runner hit the base while he was in air. So lead runner is erased, and the second out recorded, so that's a good play. That'll bring Braylon Thompson, right fielder in. Left-handed hitter again. So two outs now and that runner on first. There's one right back to Landon. Snags it. Snow-coned it. Underhanded to Owen Rigsby, and that'll do it for Brevard in the top of the third. Good inning for Landon after that walk. Hey, let me remind you, I'll be on the air again tomorrow night. Every Monday and Wednesday night, we have Papertown Roots Radio. And, man, we've been having a ball doing that for the last almost 6 years now, which is unbelievable. And what we do is we play bluegrass music. I play in the band Balsam Range, so you hear a lot of Balsam Range and all of our friends in the bluegrass world, the old stuff, new stuff, classic country, a bunch of that, and a lot of gospel music as well. So I hope you'll join me every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. for Papertown Roots Radio. Be in there tomorrow night. Jack comes by and hangs out with me sometimes. We're brought to you tonight again. We like to always mention our sponsors when we can. Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL Radio, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving.
Up to bat is Isaiah Mintz, Maddox Wright, and Landon Wright.
Top of the order for the Bears. It'll be Junior, senior, junior. And all of them reach base safely in the first.
Number 15, Isaiah Mintz.
He walked in the first inning.
He did and got stranded at third. Elmore remains on the mound. First pitch, curveball hit high, but right at the second baseman. It's going to be an easy play for him, and he has it. So that's one out on one pitch. May have to exhibit a little more patience. I know Braden goes after the first pitch about every time. Maddox Wright to the plate. Had a big double. His last at bat down left field side. Senior night for Maddox as well. One out. First pitch. Maddox swings at it. And we hope it gets out of play. Left fielder giving chase. And he's hit right behind him. He ran all the way to the fence, and it hit about 3 feet behind him. I'm glad it didn't hurt him. So that was just a long strike. Shortstop was out there as well. I don't know how he got out there. So when we return here, it was a long way for a foul ball. It's 0-1 to Maddox with one out. No score here in Canton. I'll tell you one thing. Maddox has the power to hit it out of here, but just a base hit and get on base and pile up some runs would be at a premium. Pitch. That one's a little bit low with a fastball. One ball, one strike. You can tell it's the latter part of the season. There's bumblebees flying around the press box.
Wood borers.
1-1. Curveball hit hard. Base hit down the first baseline. That's going to be two again. Maddox, maybe three. Maddox on his horse. Still going. Still going. Yeah, he's going to be in third with a stand-up triple. What a senior night for Maddox Wright. Dugout explodes. So a one-out triple for Maddox Wright. And that'll bring another big hitter to the plate. Landon Wright, the Wright brothers, I like to call them, even though I don't even think they're related.
Yeah.
Maddox with a double and a triple already, and we are in the top of the third. Still no score here in Canton. One out. Now Maddox at third. Landon Wright, first pitch is in there for a strike. I thought he might tee off on that one. Oh and one now to Landon Wright, who's pitching beautifully tonight. Like to see a big hit go with it. Curveball hit right at the third baseman. Maddox has to step back, and the throw is made to retire Landon Wright. So we're in danger of stranding another runner at third here. Boone Carver comes to the plate, who hit in that unlucky and unfortunate double play that blew up the inning in the first. Boone Carver with another great year in his fourth year as catcher for the Bears. These boys have really been great for Pisgah. The six seniors playing tonight. First pitch to Boone. Hit high, but not high enough. Hunter Mason's going to get this one, and he does. And we strand another runner. Whew. Man, we waste another big hit, unfortunately. That'll do it for the third inning. This game is flying by on senior night here in Canton. No score. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back live at the Wells Complex here in Canton, where Pisgah and Brevard are all knotted up. No score after leaving a number of base runners. We hope that doesn't come back to hurt the Bears. Landon Wright will be on the mound again. He's pitching so well, as he has all year long. Great fastball pitcher. The curve started landing. And let me remind you, every base hit or home run is sponsored tonight and every night by Custom Paving. We appreciate them so much. Thank you for listening wherever you're listening from. And a very important game tonight. Pisgah can take a commanding lead in the conference tonight with one more game to go on Thursday night for the regular season finale against these same Brevard Blue Devils. First baseman Carter Powell steps in now after dapping up the ump and Boone Carver. And we get ready for the top of the fourth. with no score here in Canton. First pitch, curveball misses way outside. Beautiful night here in Canton. Just a slight breeze and 67 degrees. Next pitch is fastball high and inside, so 2-0 now. Two balls, no strike to Carter Powell from Landon Wright. There he misses in the same spot with that fastball. 3-0. Don't want another leadoff runner. Been able to get it out, get them out so far without any run scored. 3-0 pitch. There's one he misses high again. Four-pitch walk. That'll bring up Hunter Mason, the cleanup hitter, shortstop. And according to our players, the Pisgah guys, the Brevard's best player. Digging in here at home plate. Meeting on the mound between Boone Carver, our catcher, and Landon Wright breaks up. Hunter Mason digs in. So one on and nobody out. No score here in the top half of the fourth. Landon Wright on the mound and Hunter Mason, the shortstop for Brevard, at the plate. First pitch, fastball misses low and away. One ball, no strikes. Landon getting frustrated now. We don't need that. Don't get keyed up. One ball, no strikes. Fastball, swing and a miss. He just blew it right by him. I mean, he is throwing gas. One ball, one strike. One on, nobody out. The 1-1 pitch from the stretch. Fastball hit hard and through for a base hit. Maddox didn't have much of a chance at that at third. So now two on and nobody out. He hit a rocket. And all Maddox could do was wave a glove at it. That'll bring number two to the plate. That's Liam McCrary, the third baseman. We need a play here.
How about a double play?
That would be even greater. Not sure what the Brevard coach has come out to talk with one of his base runners and an umpire. I'm not sure what that's about. He's talking to his player. The umpire just kind of hanging out beside him. I don't know if he hurt himself or something. I don't know what's going on. Looks like he's going to be taking him out of the game, though. I don't know if he injured himself going to second. Yeah, we got a pinch runner for sure. That's Carter Powell, the first baseman. That is the runner, the original runner. Maddox comes in to talk to him. Maddox Wright. I'm not sure what's going on. Deathly quiet here. He's sending a pinch runner in. That's, I can't make this out. Sam something. Janowitz?
Janowitz.
Sam Janowitz.
Janowitz.
Yeah, Sam Janowitz. It looks like. I'm not sure what happened to the base runner. But regardless, we're about to get back at it now. So two on now, nobody out. First real jam or adversity for Landon Wright. First runner to reach second. And we're in the top of the fourth. Need a double play here. Or some more strikeouts. So there's nobody out. No score here in Canton, but runners at first and second. First pitch is a bunt, and it's in the air. He can double him off and cannot.
Oh.
He almost did it second. There's nobody covering first, or they would have had a sure double play, and that's because he did. That's because he did. The first baseman, of course, on a bunt is charging. He would have had an easy double play. But the best possible scenario took place there. We got the first out, and nobody advanced. Bunted straight up, and Landon made a good play to snag it. First pitch is a curveball, misses outside. It's number 10, Kellen Rogers, the catcher for Brevard. Two on, one out, no score here in Canton, top of the fourth. Pitch Fastball. Another one. This is going to be trouble. It's going to be an infield hit. No, it's an infield. No, he got him at third. He got him at third. Zach Wester just made a brilliant play. A brilliant play. There's no way. No way there was that should have been an out. It was just far enough over Landon Wright's head. Everybody's scrambling around trying to figure out where to cover. Maddox made a dash back to third. Zach picked the ball up and threw it about a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and got the runner by a step. So now we have another pinch runner for the catcher. Two outs now, and runners remain at first and second. What a great play by Zach Wester. A great play. And a great play by Maddox to cover his bag there because he was, you know, going after the bunt as well. So now it's two outs. Number three, Matthew Felix, designated hitter at the plate now with two outs. First pitch is in the dirt. That's going to let the runners advance. It got away from Boone. He couldn't find it. So now second and third. Hopefully that's the only wild pitch slash pass ball for a while. As that's very uncharacteristic, but that was a short pitch, 58-footer, I'd say. Boone's got stuff in his eyes now, the coach coming out to help him a little bit. Time called on the field. Runners will be at second and third. One ball, no strikes, two outs, no score here in Canton, top of the fourth. Great crowd on senior night. Wish you were here. Glad you're listening, though. Need to make a play and get out of this. So one ball, no strikes. Pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners in scoring position at second and third. 1-1 pitch. Fastball again, fouled off to the right side. So now one ball, two strikes. And a nice grab by Coach Jeremy down there, Jeremy Cagle. So now one ball and two strikes. Landon Wright. See if he can get out of his first jam of the evening. Pitch. Oh, he's able to check his swing on a high fastball. He is safe. I don't think he even came close to going too far. So the count even, two and two, two outs and two on. Landon, wind up. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curveball, foul out of play off to the right side. Here we go again, 2-2. Two outs, runners at second and third. Landon Wright takes a big deep breath. Comes set, wind up. 2-2 pitch, fastball misses high, full count. He's got a base open at first, but sure like to get out of this now before loading him up. See if he just throws the fastball. Full count now. Here it comes, and there it goes. Struck him out, and he's out of it. Great job, Landon Wright. With another strikeout on that high fastball. Whew! That got a little dicey there. Hey, let me remind you, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football up to this point, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. All you have to do is go to WPTLradio.net. You click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from that drop-down menu, and you can listen all the way back to the 2018 entire football season. And it's up to date on basketball. That's Pisgah On Demand. Check it out.
What's coming up on May the 16th?
I don't know. What?
It's the Pisgah Drawdown.
The Pisgah Drawdown. You probably got tickets with you, don't you? Or are you out of them already?
Yep.
You still got some?
I've got some tickets here in the press box. Each ticket, it's $125, gets two people into the event. We have live auctions, silent auctions, half and halves. And at the end of the night, you could win $5,000.
You left out my favorite part. They feed you pretty good.
They do. Steak or chicken.
Steak. I've had the steak two or three times. It's pretty good. Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth with no score here. Zane Wilson leads it off for the Bears, and Elmore remains on the mound, and why not? He shut the Bears out so far. First pitch is that curveball hit right towards third. Snagged it across the diamond, out number one. Owen Rigsby. Senior Owen Rigsby to the plate. We're in.
Too well, so this regime's got to go.
And I don't know if you can hear that, but we're getting interference from somewhere. Hopefully that won't be an ongoing issue. I hope it wasn't armed forces or something.
No.
So Owen Riggs becomes to the plate with one out here in the bottom fourth and nobody on. They just cannot lay off that curveball. They cannot lay off of it. He swung and missed. 0-1. And when they do hit it, they're so far ahead, it's off the end of the bat, and they're hitting a lot of easy ones to third base. Scoot up in the box, boys. Misses outside with a second curveball. One ball, one strike. No score here in Canton in the bottom of the fourth. This unbelievably rapid game. Pitch, he waved at a curveball that was not a strike. This kid is throwing great curveballs, that's all you can say.
Look for the curveball.
And hit the fastball.
Didn't hit the fastball.
One ball, two strikes, pitch. He's, I don't know where he missed it, but he did somehow. So 2-2 now. 2-2, one out, nobody on. Pitch, curveball, hit straight up. Left fielder takes two steps in, two steps to his left, makes the play. Two outs now, and Zach Wester to the plate. Zach Wester to the plate with two outs. Braden Surratt on deck. There's a shot. That's a base hit. Zach Wester nails one. Right across second base. But two outs now. If Braden Surratt can do something like he did in the second inning, we'll have something going here. He hit a sharp double into the left center gap in his first at bat. But with two outs, you take the bun out of his hands, which he's so adept at. Little Cashmere playing, which was his very first walk-up song.
Yeah.
Let's go, B!
So Zach Wester at first, two outs now. No score still here in Canton with Pisgah and Brevard. Braden shows bunt, pulls back, dinks one right at the second baseman who makes the catch. Just cannot get a break tonight. We're hitting stuff, but just right at them. Tried the old slash play, and that'll do it for the fourth. Oh, man, this game is about 30 minutes long. We'll be right back. No score here, Pisgah and Brevard. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We are back at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box in a very frustrating game so far. A good game, don't get me wrong, but we want to win this game and want to win it big. But we are tied 0-0 as we go to the top of the fifth. Landon Wright facing, I believe, the other pitcher, Elmore. Is that correct, Jack?
Elmore, then Gorman, then Buchanan.
Takes first pitch, fastball for a strike. You got to give it to Elmore. He, like I say about my own son, I can say this. He doesn't look like he can break glass, but he just keeps getting people out. Fastball misses away. One ball, one strike. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Landon kicks, fires, fastball high, swung on and missed. So now one ball and two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on here as we start the inning. Fastball, that's going to be a base hit into right field for the opposing pitcher. Just a base, run-of-the-mill base hit single into right field, but another inning with a leadoff hitter aboard. Andy Gorman comes to the plate now, center fielder. So, again, we got a leadoff batter on board, as we have in most of the innings tonight. First pitch, bunt, but he pulls it back as fastball misses high, trying to get a runner into scoring position. Again, the pitcher, Nolan Elman, on first base after that first, or after that single. Ball two as he shows bunt again, but Landon misses outside. Pitched a great game so far, just can't seem to crack it, crack through. There's a fastball in the dirt. Three balls and a strike. No strikes, I should say. 3-0. No score. Top of the fifth here in Canton. One on and nobody out for Brevard. Pitch. Fastball misses again. A four-pitch walk. And Harold will come to the mound. Harold Shepard comes to the mound. Have a speak with his pitcher. And stops. Not sure what's transpiring here. I don't know if he's going to. Now he goes. There he goes. Out to the mound to have a conversation with pitcher Landon Wright. You know, with the at the end of today's game, we'll be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game. They've been doing that for many, many years, and we appreciate it. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Appreciate them very much. Conversation over at the mound. Coach Shepard heading back to the dugout. So we have two on, nobody out, and no score here in Canton. And top of the order coming up.
Grant Buchanan.
Yep, second baseman, left-handed hitting. Grant Buchanan steps in with a chance to do something here. The boy's been able to get out of it so far, flirting with it a little bit here. First pitch is a breaking ball that nearly hits him inside. Left-handed batter, so one ball, no strikes. He just needs to throw a strike at this point. Next pitch is a Dave Sackwester just made an incredible diving play. Another splendid play by Sackwester. Tried to flip it back to Braden to double the runner off second, and now the runner on second appears to be hurt as he made an awkward dive back into the bag. And Zach's toss trying to double him off was off the base, so we couldn't get the double play, but what a great play. Zach Wester laid out like Superman to catch that ball. Holy smoke, what a play.
That's the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. That is not good for Brevard, not good for the kid, and we're not happy about it either. Kid's playing a great ball game, isn't he, Jack? He's kept Pisgah off the scoreboard and got a base hit to help his own cause, but he's still sitting on the ground. Trainer's out. You just hate to see this. Yeah, they're still attending to Elmore on the mound. Or, I'm sorry, on second base. As always, brought to you by our friends as we await to see how he's doing. We'll mention again, Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. He's up on his feet now. Let's see if he's able to remain in the game, because he's had a heck of a game so far. Walking around, flexing his ankle, it looks like, a little bit. Heck of a play by Zach Wester to keep that. I thought it was base hit all the way. That's two that he's done that for that were just sure fire base hits. So he is going to remain in the game. Good for him. Good for him. Glad he's okay. Braden over, encouraging him a little bit. What a great play. Number four steps in now as we're back to the action. number four. Oh, yeah, Braylon Thompson. The right fielder, left-handed batter again. One out now. Runners at first and second. No score. As we are back to live action, Elmore with a little lead off of second. Not too boisterous with it. First pitch is a fastball, misses low. And it may be tiring a bit. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, there's a fastball right down the middle. One ball, one strike now. One out now, and runners again on first and second. Let's see if we can get them. Fastball, a little bit high. Two balls and a strike. Two and one. One out and runners at first and second. Landon throws. There's a shot into right field. That could score a run. Let's see. No, they're going to hold him at third. They hold him at third. What great throw into the plate from Jackson Lehman, I believe it was. So the Bears in a little bit of another jam now as we have bases loaded and one out. Carter Powell comes to the plate. Number three hitter. Boy, a double play here would be spectacular. Pinch runner comes in for, I guess that's Elmore on third. With the dangerous Hunter Mason on deck. The Bears have had their chances tonight and just cannot break through to up to this point. No score here in Canton, but Brevard threatening with bases loaded and one out. Here in the top of the fifth. Landon Wright. Wind up. First pitch is a curveball, misses. Curveball misses. One ball. No strikes. Fastball. There's a strike on the outside edge. Reestablish that corner. One and one. One out now, and the base is loaded for Brevard. Landon fires. Fastball swinging a miss. Got him with a high one. Now one and two. One ball, two strikes, one out. A strikeout here would be enormous. Let's see if he can get it. Runners taking conservative leads. Landon kicks. Fires. Fastball outside. Now two and two. Trying to get him to fish. Count even now. Two and two. No score here in Canton. Pitch. Fastball. Blew it by him. There's a strikeout. That's a big out right there. If he gets out of this, bases loaded trouble. But the most dangerous hitter Brevard has is coming up. Cleanup hitter Hunter Mason. If I'm not mistaken, did he strike out the first time and then got a hit the second? Is that correct?
Yes.
So here we are, two outs in the top of the fifth. Curveball, weakly hit. That's going to be trouble. That's going to be trouble. And he'll score the run. Just a swinging bunt, I guess you'd call it. Brevard breaks through 1-0. It's a base hit. I mean, he didn't hit it 10 feet, but there's no play on that ball. It just hugged the line. So, Brevard scores first. 1-0. Looking to spoil Pisgah senior night. Liam McCrary, the third baseman, to the plate. And bases remain loaded. There's a fastball blocked by Boone Carver into the dirt. He heads out to the mound to have a visit with Landon. Just a tight game tonight, as we knew it would be. It's an important game. Pisgah swung the bat pretty well, but they've left all the runners stranded. A couple of two out hits, and then couldn't really move them around. So 1-0 Brevard now. One ball. No strikes. Fastball in the dirt. He is not being able to locate the ball here in the fifth. Pitch. Fastball. That's a strike. It was high in the zone, so I just had to wait on the home plate umpire for a second. Two balls and a strike now.
Wait 5 seconds.
Yeah. Pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss on the outside corner. 2-2 now. Two outs. Brevard finally breaks the scoreless tire. It's 1-0. McCreary back in. Pitch. Fastball. Foul, thankfully, because bases are loaded. Tell you, it's a tight ball game. These kids are having a ball.
They are.
You see them?
Yeah.
Poking around at one another. So we do it again. 2-2, two outs, bases loaded. Brevard up 1-0 now. Pitch, fastball, into right field. Back goes Jackson Lehman, settles in, makes the play. And that'll do it for the top half of the fifth inning, but Brevard does break the tie. It's 1-0 Brevard over Pisgah. Here in senior night here in Canton, we got to get this one back around. Let me remind you, I'll be back on the radio again tomorrow night for Papertown Roots Radio. 3 hours of absolutely fabulous music, bluegrass music, like we like it around here. The classic stuff, new stuff, the stuff that's on the charts now. We'll do a lot of classic country and gospel as well. Whatever else we think of, we always have a ball. That's every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. live on Papertown Roots Radio. So Elmora is staying in the game, Jack. Seems to be okay after that, whatever happened when he, I guess, slid into second. He's pitched a whale of a game up to this point as we head into the bottom of the fifth. Jackson Lehman will come to the plate on his senior night. See if Coach Shepherd has something special dialed up here. This kid's fast, and he's a pretty good bunter. We need base runners at this point. We can win this game, come back and win this game. We can eliminate Brevard from contention for the conference title. But we trail 1-0 right now. Got to get it going. First pitch is a bunt. Bunt's foul. I had a feeling that was going to happen. The bunt, not the foul.
Premonition.
Mm-hmm. He's very fast. So, 0-1 now to Jackson Lehman. Nobody out, nobody on here as we begin the bottom of the fifth. Pitch, curveball swung and missed. Now it's 0-2. This kid is just killing it with the curveball. Top of the order, Isaiah Mintz on deck. 0-2 now to Jackson Lehman. Really wanting to do something. It's the curve, and I was afraid he was going to call that one. Just missed outside. I was afraid he was going to call that one. So one ball, two strikes. Elmore fires. There's a pop fly. Shortstop retreats and makes the play. I mean, it's just a great curveball pitcher. Weak ground balls and high pop flies at this point. Back to the top of the order. Isaiah Mintz comes in. I think he's walked, I know once. Has he walked twice?
Had a walk in the first inning.
Here he is in the fifth. Ball outside and maybe a little low. One ball, no strikes, Isaiah Mintz. One out. Brevard leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch. Curveball. There's a base hit. Might be two. Let's see if they can cut it off. Yes, they can. So that'll hold him to a single. Nice play by the left fielder to cut that ball off. If it would have gotten in. Now Maddox Wright comes up with a triple and a double.
Double. How about a home run?
Oh, how about a cycle?
Yeah.
Maddox Wright steps in. Isaiah Mintz on first now with one out. We need desperately to tie this game. As Brevard leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch. Maddox, mighty cut, but fouls it back to the screen. So 0-1 now, and Brevard coach on his way to the mound to speak to Elmore, the pitcher. I have to say, I went into the dugout to get lineups before the game. Super nice guy, the coach for Brevard. Quick conversation, now back to the dugout he goes. Yeah, White Bisink is telling me that that Brevard coach helped Pisgah out a couple years ago when floods and all that stuff. So we appreciate that so much, and they know what we've been through with that, as they've had it as well. 0-1 to Maddox. The ball gets away. Isaiah Mintz was already on second as soon as he took the big hop. So now that's a runner in tying run in scoring position. See him out there? That's shortstop and second base and Brevard are about like ours, just laughing and slapping our kids on the back. 1-1 to Maddox Wright with one out. A one-run deficit for the Bears. Pitch missed with a curveball. Two balls and a strike now. Maddox, be patient here. Excellent game, a little too close, unfortunately. 2-1 now with one out and a runner in scoring position, Isaiah Mintz. The pitch to Maddox Wright gets in the dirt, and Isaiah is already on third as the ball got right under the catcher, and he could not locate it. He spun around a couple of times, grabbed the ball, but Isaiah was already there by then. He's so fast. So three balls and a strike, and Isaiah Mintz on third, a wild pitch or anything of that nature, will score a run, which we desperately need to tie this game. Elmore with a 3-1 pitch comes to the plate. Maddox draws a walk. Boy, he wanted to swing so badly. So we've got another golden opportunity here. Runners on the corners and one out. And Landon Wright to the plate.
Number 13, Landon Wright.
Base hit here.
Fly ball.
Anything.
Error.
Sack fly. We need Isaiah Mintz with his speed to get across the plate as Pisgah trails Brevard 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And round one of the championship series, I'm going to call it. If we win both these games with Brevard this week, we are conference champions. We split with them, it gets weird. The first and third, the runners are. And Landon Wright at the plate. There goes Maddox. Defensive indifference, so he's on second now. Ball one. As he missed with the curveball. So Landon steps in. One ball, no strikes. Now runners at second, third with one out. Elmore still on the mound for Brevard. Pitch. Curveball misses low. I don't know what they've got past him, but if he starts missing with that curve, I have no idea what's their bullpen capability. Two balls, no strikes. Pisgah trails 1-0 to Brevard. Pitch. Oh, he about hit him. He about hit him. So 3-0 now. In danger of loading the bases with Boone Carver coming to the plate, who's had bad luck so far to play tonight, but you can't keep him down for an entire game. 3-0. Pitch. That's a strike with a curveball. Broke back over the plate. Three balls and a strike. Runners at second and third. One out. Appreciate you hanging out with Jack and myself tonight. Pitch, 3-1. Strike. He called it a strike, and Landon was doing that thing where he's just running to the base, trying to influence the call. So now it's a full count to Landon Wright. See what this curveball does, because that's what it's going to be. Full count pitch. Runners take their leads from second and third. Crunch time for the Bears. Fastball. He threw the fastball and Landon drove right near the Brevard dugout. Turned on it hard as it was an inside fastball. One of the few he's thrown.
Mostly curves.
Yeah. So we'll do it again. A full count. With runners leading away from second and third. Bottom of the fifth, Pisgah trying to tie the game at one. From the stretch, pitch, he hits him. He hits him. So that will load the bases for Boone Carver. Boone can get a base hit here. We take the lead. Coach trying to calm him down. Don't swing for the fence. Just drive the ball somewhere. This might not be the time. Lord. The moms pick one silly song for each player on senior night, and here we are in the most serious moment of the game. And they're playing something, the whole crowd roaring in laughter. That might be a good thing. So here he is, Boone Carver, the cleanup hitter, steps in. First pitch, he takes a strike, breaks right over the plate. One out, bases loaded again. Got to get some runs this time. The way Landon's pitching. Curveball, foul back. Took a mighty cut at it. Foul straight back, just missed it. Boy, if he could just line drive one or lift one. I mean, it doesn't have to be a bomb here. That would be great, but he's hit a couple this year. So now he's 0-2 and one out. And this will be absolute heartbreak.
Again. Yeah.
Again. But it's getting down to it now. Bottom of the fifth here. Brevard leads Pisgah 1-0. So an 0-2 pitch to Boone Carver. Hit high. That might score the run. High fly ball to right field. Go, Isaiah. Here he comes. Oh, yeah. He's going to score. He is there. He comes in standing. Tie ball game. Boone flies out, but RBI. Two outs now and runners on the corners. And Zane coming to the plate. Zane Wilson comes to the plate. So the ball game is tied. For once, we don't leave them all stranded, which has been kind of a problem all year. Just bad luck a lot of times. But they finally break through. Tie the game at one here in the bottom of the fifth. And Elmore remains on the mound. Nolan Elmore has one of Brevard's few hits tonight, actually. So Zane Wilson to the plate now. Runner goes, strike at the plate, but again, of course, defensive indifference. So now two runners in scoring position. Owen Rigsby on deck, who's hitless tonight, but he's been on an absolute tear lately. 0-1 pitch. There's a hot shot to third. He tags the runner coming to third and gets the force. But Pisgah ties the game. Just bad luck there again, but we are tied. As we'll head to the top of the sixth in a 1-1 ball game, you're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTOradio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the flea market rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the flea market rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the flea market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We're back in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here in Canton, where Pisgah's tied the game with Brevard 1-1. Man, what a game. And we knew it was going to be this. It's basically championship week. If we win this game or the game Thursday night, then Brevard is eliminated, and then we'll be in some sort of... Now, West Henderson would have to sweep Franklin, who they're playing this week. If Franklin was to win one, then we'd be in the same shape. If we win one, we'd win it outright. All base hits and home runs tonight. And every game, baseball, softball, sponsored by our friends at Custom Paving, by the way.
Kellen Rogers up to bat.
Catcher Kellen Rogers facing Landon Wright as we start the top of the sixth. Fastball. That's a strike, and that one was ripping. That was a fastball. He's just going to rear back and throw it. Pitch, fastball. That one's into right field. And fair. Single for the catcher. So now the leadoff hitter again on board. That'll bring up Matthew Felix, number three.
Struck out twice.
Good. Let's make it three. Let's make it a hat trick. Designated hitter for Brevard. Pinch runner in for the catcher. In this 1-1 game, nobody out, one on now. First pitch, strike. I could hear the umpire from here. 0-1 now to the DH for Brevard. 1-1 tie here in Canton. Fastball, swing and a miss. Low one there. Man, that's a nice one at the knees. Quickly 0-2 to the designated here for Brevard. Another fastball. That one a little too low. One ball, two strikes now. Nolan Elmore, the pitcher, who's been great tonight, is on deck for Brevard. Unless they pinch. No, it appears to be him. One ball, two strikes. Runner on first. Nobody out. Fastball swinging a miss. Just blew him away for the third time tonight. So Nolan Elmore to the plate. Tonight's pitcher. You can't say anything but how good he's done. I mean, you have to give him his due. Small guy. I mean, when you look at him next to Boone Carver. But he's pitched a whale of a game tonight. Keep this powerful bear. I mean, we've had plenty of hits, just hadn't been able to string them together for runs. So there's a throw over first, runner in safely. 1-1 tie here in Canton. One out now after that strikeout. Landon Wright pitched a whale of a ball game tonight. Pitch, fastball, strike. He's just rearing back and throwing it now, which is not a bad idea at this point.
Correct.
Seems like these boys in the later innings, the curveballs are harder to land when they get tired. There's another fastball. That one's a little high. One ball, one strike. If they can't land it, it seems to me that's a sign they're getting fatigued a bit. Heck of a ball game here in Canton. 1-1 tie. Here's pitch. Runner goes. Foul back. He'll have to retreat first. Had a hit and run on. But now one ball and two strikes. Landon Wright had an excellent game on the mound. It was just a bloop, swinging bunt from their cleanup hitter to push their run across. Boone Carver with a sacrifice fly to score Isaiah Mintz for Pisgah and tie the ball game. That's where we're at, top of the sixth. There's a strike, and that will do it for the Brevard pitcher, Elmore. Fastball, inside corner, and the umpire, you could hear him yelling from here. Center fielder Andy Gorman comes in with two outs now and the runner on first still in this tie ball game. There goes the runner. See if Boone can get him. No. Quick runner. Zach has a backhanded tag. Cannot get the speedy runner, and I don't even know who that is. That's that pinch runner. I should call his name. His uniform's so dirty now because we had rain here this morning. But regardless, he steals the base, so he's in scoring position. There's a ball slapped towards Maddox. Up with it at third. Throws him out. Nice play, Maddox Wright. And that'll do it for Brevard in the top half of the sixth in this 1-1 game here in Canton. What a dadgum game. Hope you're enjoying it tonight. I know you'd enjoy it better if it got kind of exploded for the Bears this inning. Enjoyable game tonight, but I'd rather it be boring, wouldn't you say? Let me remind you that ball games, that always means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, you can call Michelle Baxley or one of her great staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Let me remind you about another one of our great sponsors, First Citizens Bank. They're a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open up your personal or small business account today with one of their convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 125 years.
On scene, number 18, Owen Rigsby.
Big O to the plate, who's been great in the latter half of this season. Had a slow start. Owen steps in. Wanted to break through on his senior night. Elmore with the first pitch is a ball low. I was waiting to hear if that umpire yelled strike or not, which I can hear through the headphones, which is kind of nice. One ball, no strikes here as we're underway in the bottom of the sixth. There's a curveball way outside, 2-0. Owen, well, I think last Friday night was 3-for-4 against East Henderson, if I'm not mistaken. He was just smacking the ball all over the place. We need that right now. Count Elmore throws. There's a strike with that curveball. Two balls and a strike. Crowd assures Owen that now he's ready. 2-1, Elmore, wind-up pitch, curveball outside, 3-1. Zach Wester on deck, who had a nice hit earlier. Like to see him break through here, Jack. 3-1 pitch, Owen Rigsby. Fastball, ball low. Catcher turns around to look, questioning the umpire. He tells him that the pitch was low. Zach Wester already with a ringing hit earlier tonight, but it was one of the two out hits that wasn't able to produce anything. But let me tell you, he's been spectacular at shortstop tonight.
Correct.
He's made two, I mean, completely laying out plays to rob base hits. Now the coach, Lindsey, I can't remember his name. Lindsey. Nice man, by the way. Heading to the mound. It might be all for Elmore. Let's see. Puts his hand on his shoulder, and I'm sure he's telling him what a great job he's done, and he has done a great job. I'm not sure he's pulling him. Little up. Yeah, he's coming out of the game, looks like. Let's see who's coming in now. We'll tell you just as quickly as they make the change. 1-1 tie here in the top, I'm sorry, the bottom of the sixth inning with one on and nobody out. And that will do it for Nolan Elmore. Pitched a great game tonight. So we've got a new pitcher on the mound. As soon as we get see the number when he throws, we'll tell you who that is. In case any of the Brevard folks are listening, if you are, thank you.
I think it's Liam McCoy.
Yeah, McCrary.
McCrary.
Yep, number two, the third baseman, Liam McCrary, comes in. So McCrary comes on, takes his warm-up pitches. Whew, what a game, huh? What a game. Remind you, we will be honoring one of the Pisgah boys with the A1 Stories Player of the Game Award at the conclusion of the game tonight. Stay around for that. A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. And none of nobody else's.
That's correct.
Shout out to Mike Lovelace and all the gang at A1 Storage. So McCrary on the mound, right-hander now. Elmore leaves the game after holding the Bears to one run. Looks like we got another breaking ball, slower velocity pitcher, which has given the Bears trouble tonight, you got to admit. Zach Wester will come to the plate. There's a pretty good fastball. Looks like they may have shuffled our lineup a little bit. Looks like Braden Surrett's on deck. And I see Mason Young with a helmet on down there. Coach Shepard trying to spark something.
Hey,
So this is where we are. 1-1 tie. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Canton. Brevard and Pisgah in a championship fight here. And a good one. Zach Wester to the plate with a big hit already tonight and some fabulous defense at shortstop. First pitch from McCrary is a curveball. Misses. Not by much.
Not by much.
Owen Rigsby's at first after drawing that walk. On a senior night here in Canton, the boys trying to break through with a big win. This would be enormous. But they got to get it done late in this game, tie game. Runner at first, nobody out. Pitch. Zach swings and misses at that slow, ponderous curveball. I mean, that thing needs a $6 Uber ride to get to the plate, but it's hard to hit. Hard to hit. So 1-1 now, nobody out, nobody out. When Rigsby leads off first here in the bottom of the sixth, 1-1 tie. There's another one. Zach hits it hard. Oh, what a play by the third baseman.
Wow.
He's got time to turn it. Wow. Great play. I mean, a rocket at the third baseman. Rocket at the third baseman. And they turn the old 5-4-3 double play. And here we are again with a runner erased. Braden Surratt comes to plate. With two outs now. So OB comes to the plate on senior night here. He already had a monstrous double in the second inning. And would love to add to that. Fastball. Misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs now and nobody on after that 5-4-3 double play. Excellent play. I mean, that was a rocket at that third baseman. It gave him so much time to turn the double play. He threw a good shot to second, and there it went. One ball, no strikes, two outs now, tie game. Pitch to Braden. It is low and in the dirt, so 2-0 now. Braden is a kind of a – you never know what he's going to do. Sometimes his double tonight came on the first pitch of the at-bat, and sometimes he'll get six or seven pitches and draw a walk. You just never know. Pitch. There's another. Oh! Should have been a base hit. Robbed by the second baseman. Just a great play. Dadgummit.
That's Elmore.
Was that Elmore again?
Yep.
Dadgummit. The pitcher that they took out just made that play. What a game he's had, man. He may end up being the A1s. No, we will not do that.
What?
No.
What? What?
I'm just playing.
What?
Well, that'll do it for the Bears in the sixth, and we hang on to this 1-1 tie. We'll go to the seventh inning, see who can break through. You're listening to a great ball game. Pisgah Baseball, WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been rescuing animals during hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger animals face. Sometimes it's human nature. Every year, 6 million animals are abandoned and more than 1 million are euthanized. You can be a hero to animals in need of rescue and adoption at AmericanHumane.org.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at Pisgah High School. We're in the top of the seventh inning, and up to bat is going to be Grant Buchanan, Braylon Thompson, and Carter Powell.
And a new pitcher, Zach Wester on the mound. So Pisgah wanted to get this game in the books and hold it to this one-run score, or their one tie. Hold Brevard to the one run. They brought Zach Wester in. That'll move Maddox Wright to short. And Landon, who's done a great job tonight.
Correct, yeah.
Done a great job, but just the runs have just not been there tonight, unfortunately. So he'll move to third. Again, here on senior night, there's these boys desperately wanting to win this last home game of the regular season. We have to go to Brevard on Thursday night.
Landon had nine strikeouts.
That's a typical great game for Landon. Zach Wester humming the ball in there as always. And we're about to get underway in the seventh inning. Top of the order, left-handed hitting Grant Buchanan to the plate.
Walked in the first, had a fielder's choice in the third, and flew out to shortstop in the fifth inning.
Gotcha. Well, let's see if Zach is on right out of the gate. Pretty good reliever to come in the last inning. See if somebody can make a play here. First pitch, nearly hit him. Ball one in the dirt with a fastball. See if Zach can get her dialed in out right out of the bullpen. There's a curveball hit towards Braden Surratt. He's coming on. Bobbles it. Great play. Got him. Woo, that was close.
That was close, yep.
Yep. He was playing super deep and had to run all the way in nearly to the grass to scoop it up and just threw a rocket to Owen, who had to do a good job catching the ball that close that with that kind of velocity on it. So a pivotal first out now.
Braylon Thompson.
Right fielder Braylon Thompson, the second left-hander batter. First pitch is a curveball. That Zach Wester curveball breaks, starts outside and breaks right across the plate. Strike one. Pisgah and Brevard tied at one. One out here in the seventh. Fastball. A little bit low at the knees or just below.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Pisgah folks groaning a bit on that one, but regardless, it's 1-1. There's the shot he wanted right down the middle. He's just like, well, I'll just throw this 90-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle and see if that'll do it for you. One ball, two strikes. One out after the good play by Surrey. There's a fastball just drubbed off the mound. Boone Carver shot up like he was going to get it and throw to first if the umpire didn't call it foul. Count stays 1-2. Great ball game, 1-1. Pisgah and Brevard here in the seventh inning. Zach swinging a miss. There's the low fastball. Everybody hopping around now. Two outs quickly in the top of the seventh. That will bring Carter Powell, number 5. He plays first base. He will be up with two outs. Nobody on. Top of the seventh. First pitch from Zach. It's a fastball strike. I heard the ump from here. Maybe on the inside corner, but definitely over the plate. I mean, just a rocket. Pitch. Curveball into the dirt. Boy, he almost went for it. 1-1 now. Two outs. Nobody on. 1-1 tie here in Canton. Thank you to everybody that came out for senior night. Pitch. Fastball high. The 2-1 pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it, but it was in the glove regardless. So 2-2, two outs now. Zach Wester on the mound trying to close out Brevard and let Pisgah get a chance to finish this thing in the bottom of the seventh. Fastball high, full count. Don't want a base runner here at all. Number 3 hitter is at the plate with that dangerous Hunter Mason, who got the luckiest run of his life tonight. Curveball, he walked him. They tried to get him swing at that curveball. Dadgummit. This guy here can do some damage. Hunter Mason, the long-haired boy that our boys call him, who will be pitching on Thursday night. Just a heck of a ball player. He struck out a couple of times tonight. First pitch misses high with that fastball. He can land that
strike.
Don't he call it a strike?
Yep.
Well, bless the Lord, as we say at my church.
You stop.
I'm all
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
There's a swing and a miss. No doubt on that one. Let's see if he goes back to that nasty curve right here. To the best hitter probably Brevard has. And our best pitcher. Great matchup. 0-2. Nope. Fastball swing.
Bye-bye.
And a miss and struck him out. Zach Wesser dominating. Well, we'll go to the bottom of the seventh, friends, and see if Piscot can squeak a run across and win this game. Any win is a giant championship win. Hey, we brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Paper Town Roots Radio. That was a beautiful job of pitching that Zach Wester can do, and he'll be starting the game in Brevard on Thursday.
Yep. Whew. Is it Thursday?
I believe it is Thursday.
You're probably right.
Well, it's 50-50 chance. Speaking of 50-50, May 16th.
The drawdown.
The Pisgah drawdown.
I have tickets in the press box.
Tickets in the press box, picking out dough.
That's right.
That's a great event. If you've never been to it, it's like the prom for Pisgah people that's not the prom.
Correct.
It's pretty amazing.
It's the redneck Oscars. That's what Michael calls it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been,
it's an event.
It's an event.
It is. I've been a few times, and dang, I nearly won the prize money the first time I went. Pretty exciting. Hope still hadn't forgiven me for that. But anyway, you need to get your tickets. $125 gets two people in, two dinners, either steak or chicken. I've had the steak every time, and it's fabulous. And then you're in there for all the silent auctions, the
live
auctions.
50-50s.
Oh, it's humongous. It's huge. The Pisgah gear that's up for auction and just purchase is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. So you need to keep that in mind. Get yourself some tickets. May 16th, the Pisgah drawdown. You can get them from Jack here tonight or
any Booster Club member.
Booster Club member or the school
coaches.
Office.
Coaches have them. I think I only have.
Does the school office have them? They do, don't they?
I'm not sure.
Ah, well, I may be speaking out of school. But all right, who was up? Who was up? Who was up?
Jackson Lehman.
Jackson Lehman at the plate. He just pieces one into center. No, that was Mason Young, and the guy got it. So he hit it hard. But a good play by the center fielder. Top of the lineup up for the Bears now with one out here in the seventh. Dadgummit, we don't want extra innings tonight. Mintz to the plate. Scored the only Bears run tonight on a sacrifice fly from Boone Carver, who may end up winning the regular season RBI race. Pitch. Oh, foul right over our heads. Fortunately, out of play. Don't scare the baby. Oh, 1 now. Tyson lobby curveball in there that misses high. McCrary is still on the mound. Liam McCrary started the game at third base and now into pitch in relief of Elmore. 1-1, one out. There's a slow curve. That's a hit towards the third baseman, who's very good. Makes a great throw across, and two outs now. Dadgummit. Maddox Wright comes to the plate, who's had a heck of a night, a double and a triple.
Now, the Bears. Number 4, a senior, Maddox Wright.
Maddox Wright, who does have home run power. Landon Wright on deck, also with power. But two outs now, and extra innings looming. McCrary fires. Fastball misses away. Heck of a ball game tonight. Still tied at one. We get enthralled with the excitement and don't tell a score enough, but it's 1-1. There's a swing and a foul ball. He finally got a fastball that he could get to and fouled it off now. Maddox digs back in. 1-1 now. Two outs now in the bottom of the seventh. Tie game. Pitch. That one's outside. Maddox showing great patience tonight. He's a double, a triple, I believe a walk. And trying to draw another one here or get something he can handle. 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike from McCrary. Pitch. Oh, he just he's hit one deep. Get out, get out. It's off the wall. Maddox is going to have his second double of the night. He's in scoring position for Landon Wright. A base hit will win this game. But there's two outs. Landon Wright with a chance to be a junior with a senior night hero.
That's right.
And would we not love it? He's been great all year and had a great pitching outing tonight. So, Maddox retires all of his gear with the coach and heads back to second. And we'll get ready to do this. Landon, I don't think he's had a hit tonight, but so he certainly do. And he can end this game with one swing. A lot of room in left center. A lot of room. Maddox leads off. He'll be doing his dance out there. First pitch. In there for a strike with a curveball. Boone Carver on deck if needed. Drama time here in Canton with the 1-1 tie. Two outs and a runner on second. 0-1 on Landon Wright. Pitch. Fastball. Misses outside. So 1-1 now. What a doggone ball game. Still a big crowd here at the park. 1-1 now. Runner on second, two outs, and a 1-1 tie. Pitch. That misses low and outside. 2-1. Boy, that was a big hit for Maddox on senior night. He's had a great night. Great night. Two-one pitch, taking his time. There's a shot. There it is. There it is. A base hit. Maddox is on his horse. We're going to win this. Play it to play. We win the game. Maddox is in there, and the Bears walk it off. Landon Wright with a single into right field, and they're chasing him all over the field. Chasing him all over the field. Joy in Canton on senior night. Whew, I got chills on that one, Jack. I got chills on it.
Wow.
A walk-off from Landon. And the Bears win this game. A great, great game. 2-1. And puts them in the driver's seat for a conference championship. Holy smoke, what a ball game. Franklin leads West Henderson 8-6. If Franklin wins this game tonight, we are outright conference champions. We'll try to keep you posted. We're going to be here for a few minutes doing the post-game show. And the A1 Storage player of the game, what a great ball game. I mean, nobody did anything. It wasn't an air field, you know, slop fest. It was just great play by two great teams. We'll be back in just a minute. Pisgah wins 2-1 and looking good. Things are looking good. We'll be right back with the A1 Storage Player of the Game and the post-game show here in Canton as Pisgah wins. You're listening to WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah baseball.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're going back to May of 1994. Paula Jones sued President Clinton for sexual harassment. An Ohio teenager was caned in Singapore. And the top movie was Four Weddings and a Funeral. And making hit records were Clint Black, Shenandoah, John Barry, Faith Hill, and George Strait. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We are back at the Charles Wells Complex at Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton. Pisca has just defeated Brevard in a fabulous game, 2-1. On senior night here in Canton, we're trying to decide who to give the A1 storage player of the game to. Some are lobbying for all the seniors, but I'm going to go. I'll tell you what, we'll gather them all together and say that, but I think the medal should go to
Maddox Wright.
Maddox Wright with his best game of the season, two doubles, a stand-up triple, and the walk. They never got him out. That last double put him in scoring position for the walk-off win, the shot from Landon Wright, who also struck out night tonight. You can hardly keep from giving him the player of the game, but got to give it to Maddox. But we'll say all the seniors. All the seniors contributed tonight, every one of them. So, man, what a game in Canton. What an absolute great game. And thank you for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Whew, we'll go to Brevard. If they sweep Brevard, or if Franklin was to hold on to this lead at over West Henderson tonight, and we'll check the score again here in a moment before we sign off, then Pisgah will be the outright conference champions for the first time since 2021. Pretty amazing. Wyatt, what's the score?
It's 9-6 in the bottom of the fifth with two outs.
9-6. Franklin leads West Henderson in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs on West or Franklin?
Franklin.
Okay, Oak Bottom. That's right. It's a Franklin home game. So we hope Franklin does us a solid tonight. Man, what a game. We hope you enjoyed it. I tell you what, this is our last regular season broadcast for baseball, and man, could it not have went any better, thankfully, on senior night. But we will be in the playoffs, and we will be broadcasting whatever playoff game we get. Should get a home game, I would think.
Yeah,
I would think so. And yeah, We'll broadcast that, or the away game, wherever they'll allow us to. But it's been a joy tonight to have you as Pisgah wins and is on the precipice of a conference championship. On behalf of Jack Webb and our buddy Jack Cuat back at the station, this is Tim Surik. Good night. Pisgah wins 2-1. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTO Radio and WPTLRadio.net. So long, everybody.
Play ball.
Baseball's like life. You either swing it or bunt.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
I don't care if I never get back,
'cause it's win-win-win for the home team. If we don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the other game.
Thanks for joining us for Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports here on WPTL. Join us again next time.